the preparations are complete. Those dark elves are such idiots. Really? What kind of fool can't tell me apart from the rest of their priestesses? Now, just a few more ingredients, and maybe a couple more followers, and I can finally perform the ritual. I just can't wait. My own little paradise beneath the earth. What is that? This vibration? A shifting in the earth? Is this a battle? Let me see. Are they within range of any of my wards? Focus. Not here. Nor here. There's only one choice left. Perhaps. Yes. Here they are. A band of surface dwellers. Down here. How odd. And they're absolutely slaughtering these dark elves. How delightful. But are these my dark elves? It would make my ritual much more difficult if they were to kill my worshippers. I wonder what they're here for. Treasure, perhaps? Or maybe the dark elves have finally sparked another war with the surface. That would be awfully troublesome, but not surprising. After all, their god does have such ambitions. These don't appear to be my servants. They're soldiers. Good, good. That works in my favor. It'll make my takeover a bit easier. Let's see. What do about them, though? If they come this way, they might try to fight me. Or be disruptive in some other way. I hate adventurers. Perhaps. Perhaps I can use them to my advantage. What if I turned one to my side? Let me see. What is the little party comprised of? A dwarf? No, that won't do. How unfortunate. She's rather pleasantly endowed for a surface dweller. She would never give me the time of day. Oh, a human. Yes. You'd make an easy mark. The hearts and minds of humans are so easily manipulated, after all. This one is... how strange. I don't actually believe I'm familiar with whatever you are. Better not take the chance, as curious as it may be. Curiosity slew the dragon, after all. And the last one appears to be an elf. A forest elf at that. Such pure, noble souls. And yet so easily corrupted. At nearly every turn in history, your goddess has failed to protect you. I suppose the human and elf are both good picks. I can't take both at once, though. No. I need to catch them in my claws, one at a time. What can I do here? Could I perhaps split their little group up? It appears they've finished their fight and are moving on. That tunnel heads straight to the ruins of a dark elf city. Perhaps that is their goal. I wonder if they're hunting for relics. It looks like, yes, the human is staying in the back, away from the others. I wonder if I could collapse the tunnel and separate them. Yes, I think that'll work. I should be able to channel magic through my wards and shatter the rock around them. Let me just scratch out a magic circle real quick. There. That should do the trick. Now, focus it through my staff and into the rune. Yes, it worked. Oh, how precious it is to see such a bewildered look upon the human's face. Now, where shall you go? There's only one tunnel left, and it goes straight to me. Or will you be spending the next week digging through the rocks with your bare hands? Yes, there you go. Come to me. I'll have to plan and prepare accordingly for you, my dear. There. That should be everything. Runes are set in case they attempt to flee. Though, I think they'll find me rather charming, perhaps. Footsteps. That must be them. I'm ready. Ah, an adventure. Oh, Nero, stay your hand, I beg of you. I am not what I appear to be. Please, lower your weapon and hear me out. I know this must be surprising to you. To your senses, I must appear to be a dark elf priestess, do I not? Yes. You must not have any magics that pierce my veil. The truth is, I am a dragon that is merely wearing the guise of a priestess. I am an agent of the Convocation of Scales. Perhaps you've heard of us, champion? That's right. I am here on their orders, infiltrating the Dark Elves. I have been charged with the duty of swaying their hearts and freeing them from the dark bonds of their god. My name? Oh, yes, but of course. My name in Draconic would be unintelligible to you, but you may call me Aurelia the Gold. It is a pleasure to meet you. But this is strange. Where are your companions? Surely you did not brave these depths by yourself. A cave-in. Oh, how dreadful. I felt the earth shake not long ago. I would suspect that the dark elves wove their evil magics against you. How unfortunate. I do believe the path you came from has only two other exits, and one goes back to the surface. Is that correct? Well, the good news is, the other path will lead back here eventually. I can assure you that you shall be reunited with your companions in due time. With that said, it is perilous for you to move ahead. Even my temple is not necessarily safe for you. Many of the dark elves will visit here daily to worship. They know not of my efforts to convert them to my cause. But it is still safer than the road ahead. What do you say, hero? Why don't you stay with me? And I will hide you until your companions arrive. Good, good. I'm so glad we're on the same page. Actually, I have an even better idea. Hero, you may be able to help me. Tell me, do you know the true nature of the Dark Elves? Oh, as expected. Then please, allow me to explain. The Dark Elves are bound. You may look upon them as foes, but the Convocation, we see them as pitiable creatures. This is why we have stepped in. They do not serve their god of their own volition. No, they have been tricked and bound to servitude. My goal here is the preparation of a great ritual, one that will break those shackles. I have been growing my congregation here and building power through them. They believe they're powering a ritual that will shatter the kingdoms above. But in truth, I am delivering freedom to them. However, there are material components they simply cannot gather. And that is where I have been stuck. What do I need? I need the essence of one who has a pure heart. Or, if not pure, at least perhaps not evil. This is the most important reagent of all, actually. Oh, worry not, hero. Your essence does not mean your life force. Oh, I could not even begin to imagine asking you for such a precious thing. But, well, it is still something rather personal. You see, the best way to share such essence is through... pardon me, I feel strangely embarrassed, but... through your companionship. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, that sort of companionship. If we could partake of each other, and I was able to bottle some of your fluids, why, that would be more than enough to use for the ritual. In fact, that may even be enough to finish the ritual. Then, why, I could free all the dark elves who come to worship at my altar. I wouldn't even need to hide you. What do you think? You will, Oh, excellent. Excellent, thank you. In fact, we could just use the altar right here. This is a bit embarrassing. I've never actually, been with a human. Nor have I ever used this guise for such acts. Why don't I return to my dragon form? Oh, my dear, I would practically fill the room. It would hardly work. Not only that, but the difference in our size. Do all of your kind have such peculiar tastes? I see. In any case, I think it's best we use this form. Then, champion, if you're ready, come, embrace me. Yes, good. Open your mouth for me. Swallow for me. Good boy. Now you're mine, my pet. How easily you humans give away your trust. Oh, now you protest. But those protests shall soon be squashed. My saliva is a potent, concentrated form of my breath. It will spread through your body, filling you with intense pleasure. By the time we're finished fucking like animals, you'll hardly be able to think about anyone and anything but me. And you are going to love every moment of it, my dear adventurer. Oh, you're right. I am no gold dragon at all, nor am I a dark elf priestess. I am Amelsandra, Black Dragon of the Depths, and you are going to help me build my empire. Have you ever wanted to dethrone a god? Lied to you? Oh, no. Far from it. I merely twisted the truth to suit my needs. The dark elves are, in fact, bound in servitude to their god. But now, they're going to worship me instead. With your aid, I will turn this realm against its master. Peace by peace. Don't worry. So long as you serve me, I'm quite the benevolent master. My poisonous breath is not deadly, but intoxicating instead. It'll drive your body to heights of pleasure that you've never experienced. Even now, your eyes are beginning to glaze over. It is becoming hard to think, isn't it? The poison is taking hold. You need not think, adventurer. Merely serve me. Serve me, and I will reward you. All you need to do is submit and be a good boy for me. Look at you, melting in my lips. Would you like more of my poison, dear adventurer? It'll only serve to make you fall even deeper into depravity. You can hardly speak, can you? Your lips are quivering ever so slightly. Is that a yes? You need merely speak the words, and you can drink as deep from the well as you like. Good boy. Good boy. That's the answer I wanted to hear. I knew you wouldn't turn me down. Ugh, mortals have such self-destructive tendencies, don't they? How utterly delightful. Both of us are going to take such joy in your fall. Now, open your mouth wide for me. You hardly noticed, did you? That's right. While you were drowning in my lips, I moved you atop the altar. You didn't even flinch as I got your pesky garments out of the way. You're merely drifting along now, aren't you? It's like floating down the river, being carried along by the current. That means the venom is nearly finished setting in. By the time we're done, everything will be a haze of pleasure. Prepare yourself, hero, for I am going to reward you with delights, the likes of which you've never felt before. Nice. Much tighter than those dark elves. They spend half their time fucking, so they're all loose and worn out. But you... This is a delightful treat. I am going to enjoy this. And believe me, you are going to also, my pet. Yes. Your body is clamping down around me. I can get used to this. Good, yes. You're such a good boy. The heat inside of you. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I truly did pick a good one for myself, didn't I? Just relax and enjoy my hard cock. Let my poison course through your body and indulge in all the pleasures that only a black dragon can give you. Ah. worship your new queen. And I'll reward you with all the pleasure you could ever want. Yes, yes. The look on your face. You truly have given in to me, haven't you? Yes, good, good, good. Such a good boy. Don't worry. As I said, you'll be well rewarded for your loyalty. Right now, the only thing you need to do is take my hard cock. Yes. So good. Can you feel my cock pulsing inside of you? Pumping out bits of pre-cum. Absolutely divine. Oh, fantastic. God. God. My body's getting hotter too. For me, it's not nearly enough. I need more of your title. Oh, yes. Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, look at you. Oh, the look on your face. Writhing in pleasure as I ride you. God, yes. Oh, you're so tight. Oh, it's so good. Yes, it's so good. Maybe I shouldn't send you out. Maybe I should keep you right here and ride you on my altar every night. You would like that, wouldn't you? Oh, no, you would love that. I can tell. I can tell by the expression on your face. Soon. I can feel it welling up inside of me. Oh, I can feel your entire body twitching around me, clamping down at me. Oh, you want a pet, don't you? Well, I'm gonna give you everything inside of me. Oh, I'm gonna empty my balls inside of you. Yes, take all of my seed inside of you, yes. We both came so much, didn't we? That was satisfying. It has been some time since I've truly been able to indulge myself. I typically wouldn't lower myself to lying with a human, but I've got plans for you, little would-be hero. And, well, I truly did need your essence. I may even need more, actually. For now, though, you may close your eyes and sleep. Don't worry, I'll keep you safe from the dark elves. You're far too valuable for me to let them get their grubby little hands on you. Now, rest. Rest. I will see you when you wake. Ah. You finally aroused from your slumber. The poison must have run its course then. I'd imagine that you had quite interesting dreams about me. What did I do to you? Do you truly not remember? Think hard, human. I am sure it'll all come back to you. The taste of my lips will never leave your memory. I assure you of that. Oh, yes, yes. You remember, don't you? The pleasure you bathed in. Why, after one taste, you dove headfirst into the ocean of your desires. Our bodies were entwined for what must have felt like an eternity for you. And now, you're here, lying in my chambers, stirring from your peaceful slumber. What do I want with you? Oh, that's simple. I want to use you, my little pet. Not only is your essence quite useful for my upcoming ritual, but I need spies. I need someone who will bring others to me to twist around my claw. And not only that, but I need someone to bring me reagents from the surface that I cannot obtain on my own. You'd never agree to that. Are you so certain in yourself? Why, I could simply feed you my venom until you couldn't think anymore. And then why don't I? Oh, Where's the fun in that? Where's the thrill of conquest? No, I take far more pleasure in knowing that I brought you to my side, by virtue of your own desires. I want you to think back to what you just experienced. You could, I suppose, simply leave my temple, head back the way you came. Why, you might even make it to the surface safely. But if you do, you'd never taste such pleasure again. Oh, the way you cried out in joy, the sound of your moans echoing in the temple, your shivering, quaking body. Can you reach deep into the depths of your heart and truly tell me that you could live without being able to feel my touch again? Why, all you'd have to do is say yes to me, take my hand, join me, and do my bidding. And those earthly delights that you took so much joy in, they can be a reward for a job well done. Why, you can be my little pet. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Bring me the things I desire. In return, I'll fulfill all of your desires. It's just that simple. You will. Oh, you will. Oh, I knew you couldn't resist. Yes, yes, it is so much easier to give in, isn't it? It's so much easier than struggling with the trials and tribulations of actually escaping on your own. I promise, life will be so much easier for you by pledging fealty to me. Now, let me do away with this disguise. Cast your gaze upon my true form. Typically, I'd say something like, telling you to despair at the sight of me. But we're far past that point, aren't we? Now, kneel before me and pledge fealty, human. Ah, yes, good boy, good boy. Well, now, I am going to grant you my boon. I'm going to pluck a scale from myself. Give me your arm. There. Now, close your eyes and grit your teeth. There. Now. There. The pain will subside soon. I've taken the liberty of grafting one of my scales to your shoulder. You should be able to hide that from your former companions easily, as well as others. For now, the scale will simply serve to mask your presence from the Dark Elves. Not only that, but it will also let me sense and communicate with you. Will this control you? You've already given yourself to me willingly. I have no need for that. No, no. You are far more useful to me if you retain your own senses. If I wanted you to be stupid and worthless, I would merely pump you full of my venom until you couldn't think anymore. Now, get on your feet. My empire won't build itself, my pet. We've got work to do, starting with your former companions. You will help bring them into the fold, won't you? It would be so generous of you to help me share with them the same pleasures that you were able to indulge in. Good. Good. I knew you'd be in agreement. Then, let's get started.